two recent reports have major implications for increasing Michigan's recycling rate. Back with us to discuss these reports, recommendations, and the next key steps is the always welcome Karen O'Brien, who's the Executive Director of the Michigan Recycling Coalition. Karen, always good to see you.
And you as well. Thanks for having me.
These reports, a lot of recommendations. There's a lot to chew on. I took a look at the executive summaries for both. But in general terms, what are these two reports and why are they important?
Right. So the two reports are really parallel paths that began when the governor established his recycling initiative and said, you know, we should really be doubling our recycling rate, doing a lot more than we're doing. And so these two reports really reflect an effort by the DEQ to look at underlying state policy and law that governs solid waste and recycling to see how it's helping us move forward or not, and making recommendations about how it could be more supportive. And the Governor's Recycling Council report is, well, okay, what kind of policies do we need to put in place that we don't have that will get us to that doubling of the recycling rate?
So there are a lot of synergies between the two. So one is looking at existing policy, existing law, and how that might be modified. And the other is, what do we need that's new?
That's right. And they both really are important to work together because we need that underlying policy framework to really be able to support the emerging businesses or the technology transfer between businesses so Michigan businesses can really benefit from the uptake of these new resources that we're moving away from the landfill and toward productive use and can make money doing it. That is a benefit to all of us.
One thing that sort of struck me about this, these two reports, and it's something that we have talked about in the past, but it is how much money can be realized, how much economic development is involved if we simply go from 15% to 30% recycling rate.
That's exactly right. If you think about it, in the Governor's Recycling Council report, they begin to identify how much we already spend on waste. And so that money will continue to be invested and spent because we have to deal with these materials. Mm-hmm. But with better policy, we can shift that spend to more productive use. And then, you know, with better policies, we can incentivize investments to better use those materials as well. So we're already spending a significant amount of money. We already have like $3.4 billion invested in the infrastructure in Michigan. And we have plenty of landfills. What we don't have is the infrastructure to deal with the collection and processing of the recyclables and the organic materials that we really need to capture.
And just coincidentally, back at the end of November, the Michigan 21st Century Infrastructure Report to the governor was released. We've covered that on this program, but that couldn't come at a better time because you just mentioned the need for infrastructure for recycling.
You know, when we talk about infrastructure, there was an article in Time magazine, waste and these materials that we have to deal with at the end of their life is a part of that infrastructure. But this commission decided not to include that because I think Michigan's dealing with some really significant infrastructure issues, but there definitely are synergies that could be grown there and really to benefit communities and businesses throughout Michigan. I really feel like recycling has benefits for everybody in Michigan, residents, institutions, businesses, because it really does help us to be more sustainable in our businesses, financially speaking, environmentally speaking. We just have to make sure the services and opportunities are there.
We're talking about two recent reports that have major implications for increasing Michigan's recycling with Karen O'Brien, who's the Executive Director of the Michigan Recycling Coalition. Karen, let's drill this down to a personal level. About 2 months ago, 3 months ago, we got out in Mason, Michigan, single stream recycling. Pick up once every 2 weeks from Granger. I'll mention the name because I'm very happy that they made that move. That's part of the infrastructure that you're talking about, right?
Oh, most definitely. It's really important that recycling services are as convenient and easy to access as waste services, or they're not going to be readily used. And so getting carts at the curb, getting service to everybody that needs it, and in fact, a really important aspect of the Governor's Recycling Council report is really increasing access for everybody in Michigan, and you do that by providing that convenient cart collection.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, we virtually don't use our other cart at all anymore because everything is virtually, except glass, which we take to a local recycling center. There's one thing about glass. It can be a hazard to those people that are collecting, so they encourage you to do glass separately.
Yeah, glass is a problem because it breaks, honestly.
Right.
And so when you're single stream collection means that all of these materials are being collected at one time in one truck and going back to the materials recovery facility, and they're being separated out there. That glass, when it breaks, gets into all of these different commodities and is really a contaminant. And so, you know, the bottle bill is an effective way to keep
Absolutely.
Much of that stream out of single stream recycling. You know, so it's tough.
Yeah.
It's a complicated issue.
Now, in terms of sort of next steps, in terms of these reports and recommendations, I mean, there are so many, we can't cover them all. But what are two or three things that really have to happen right away to build the momentum, in addition to the stuff that the Michigan Recycling Coalition is already doing?
Right. Gosh, what we expect is that the DEQ will find a champion for the bill, for a package of bills, honestly, a sponsor at in the legislature, likely the Senate. And a package will be developed that includes many of these recommendations. And then we'll begin talking and educating legislators about it. It's a really complex issue because you're dealing with a variety of stakeholders who have a variety of different interests, and it will affect their businesses. But the example you gave about your own personal recycling, that when you have the chance to recycle, it's not that the amount of material you deal with has changed. It's
right.
just that it's being moved now from waste to recycling.
Essentially, from one bin
to another. And it has to be processed and managed in a very different way. So we really do have to find an effective way to shift our policies, our focus, our infrastructure to manage these materials in a different way. And really the next step is helping the legislature see that investments and incentivizing that shift is important and valuable to Michigan's environment, Michigan's economy, and for Michigan businesses.
Well, without getting into a lot of numbers, but the numbers that are revealed in these reports are substantial in terms of economic development. And, you know, you mentioned the importance of the policy changes. Also, the work that you guys do, both these reports emphasize the importance of educating the consumer
yeah.
and of marketing the supply chain.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, I say this a lot, but education is the last thing to be added to a budget and the first thing to go because it's really difficult to measure mm-hmm. how education is doing. But, you know, if you don't know what can go in that recycling bin, then you can be a contributor to the contamination problem that the
right.
material recovery facility has to deal with and cost them more money. So really helping people understand, driving them to participate in programs and helping them to understand how to effectively participate is half the battle.
Yep.
You know, giving them access to programs is really the other half of the battle.
Well, to that end, and with respect to education and what's going on in the recycling industry, we've got about a minute left here. I'd be remiss if we didn't plug the upcoming recycling, the Governor's Recycling Summit, the Michigan Recycling Conference. You have it's an annual event coming up May 17th through 19th at the Kellogg Center. What are some of the highlights?
Yeah, we're really happy to be here in East Lansing, Michigan, of course. And because of the proximity to the Capitol, we're going to take advantage to really focus on these two reports and where we are in the process at that time. We will be working with our constituents and members and attendees to advocate at the Capitol to help to educate our members. But it's, you know, tours and training and concurrent sessions where the focus is really how to create good programs, how to move people to recycle, how to manage your organics in a way that is productive for agricultural land and for the transportation industry, and so many things that we can cover by trying to use these materials in a more productive way.
And I had that a little backwards. I want to make sure I get it. It's the Michigan Recycling Conference and Governor's Recycling Summit. And the Governor's Recycling Summit has been sort of a recent add-on, hasn't it, the last two or three years?
Yeah, this will be the third year of the Governor's Recycling Summit. We really hope the governor attends this year. I think it'll be an important important showing it to really propel our efforts forward. But really what they want to focus on there is the supply chain you talked about and the importance of making sure that everyone along that supply chain is well connected so that so the system is working efficiently and for Michigan's economy and not against.
And Karen, where can folks get more information about these two reports that we've been talking about and also about the conference?
Yeah, our website, the MichiganRecycles.org, has information about our annual conference, and we'll have links to the reports. So easy, busy place to get in touch with us.
MichiganRecycles.org. I've been talking with Karen O'Brien, who's the executive director of the Michigan Recycling Coalition. A lot of interesting. You're going to be busy.
It's going to be busy times. Yep. But you know, we've never gotten to this place before, so there's great opportunities
ahead.
Great
progress, no question about it. Always good to see you, Karen.
You too. Thank you.